Thank you, Eddie Arnold. Welcome back to the Bruce Salin Show, A Dad's Point of View. I love that song. I actually was very conscious of choosing music this week, and that song is kind of how I feel today. But we're going to brighten things up because I have a wonderful guest on for the Women's Room, Jody Okun, who is the founder of College Financial Aid Consultants, where she works closely with students and families to successfully navigate the financial aid process. Jody not only identifies grants, loans, and scholarships available to students, but also helps submit the multitude of forms associated with obtaining them. This year, Jody began the College Cash Live Twitter seminar held every Thursday from 10 to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, or 7 to 8 Pacific Standard Time. And each week, participants include industry professionals, students, parents, and teachers coming together to share information. Tonight, she has a very special co-host, me. And I have a very special co-host on Dad Chat, her. So we are having a double header tonight of Dad Chat and College Cash. So those of you listening live in Santa Barbara, please join us. And those of you that are listening over the weekend, join us on May 17th with Guy Kawasaki. And you can always find the transcript on my website. Welcome to the show, Jody.
Thank you, Bruce. Thank you, Bruce. I'm so excited. I love your radio show.
Thank you. I love it, too. It is a highlight of my week.
Don't you miss me, like, sitting next to you talking with my hands? I mean.
Jody's referring to the previous time she was on my show. She came up to the studio and was sitting right next to me, and that was fun. Most of my guests are, of course, by phone. It's just that seems to be the way of the world. That we do things remotely or from everything from home. I could do the radio show from home, too, but boy, would I miss the fun of being in a real studio.
Exactly.
So, Jody, what do you think of my vlog and my column that you know we were going to talk about on 12 Most?
Your vlog, for me and you, I mean, we are really sort of on parallels right now. Watching your vlog, which was your son at his, I think, admitted student day or orientation for Berklee School of Music. And when I watched it, I cried.
Why did you cry?
And
I didn't think it was that sentimental. I know you told me that. Why?
Here's why I cried. Because you are embarking with your son on the journey that I'm about to end on May 20th. With my daughter, who's graduating in Boston from Boston University. And so I really reflected on that moment of going to orientation and how exciting they are to be on their own journey, and that this is their, like you said in your 12 Most, it was point number one, that going to college is a gift.
Right.
And this is your son's gift that he gets to move to Boston and pursue his dream. And so it's just you're starting and I'm ending.
Okay, that now makes sense. I didn't quite understand that when you tweeted me that you watched it and cried. For my listeners, I do vlogs that are called I'm Not That Dad, and this one was called My Little Boy is Going to College, and it's available to be seen on YouTube and brucesalin.com. You also said that you were impacted by my current 12 Most column, which is the 12 Most Educational Lessons, I forgot even what I called it, about sending to prepare for college.
Right, you said 12 Most Educational Lessons for Kids Going Off to College. And I thought your 12 Most tips were on it, especially, well, obviously, like I just said, the going to college is a gift. It's not necessarily a right or a privilege. I mean, it definitely is a gift. And I crack up at some of your points, coffee's not your friend. I think that my daughter learned to drink coffee at college.
And don't now, a lot of kids?
Yeah, I mean, they certainly didn't drink it at home. And of course, you go on to like number 8 and you're like, skip the pizza. I don't know. I think that absolutely is a must at 1 o'clock, right?
I was only doing that from a financial point of view.
Right, exactly.
Because if you do a pizza a week throughout college, you're looking at $2,000 or $3,000.
Right. I mean, you could have gone. I mean, you hit the top 12 for me, and I think some of the things that I say to students now that I'm meeting with in May and June as they're getting ready to college is get involved. You know. Say yes to everything as far as social, you know, getting to know new people, maybe taking a step out of the box that you might not have done in high school, attending all the events that your school has to offer because you never know what doors they open. And I'm sort of reflecting, you know, as a graduating parent, too, what doors they can open for right now in 13 days.
Hmm. Very interesting. What you just said, by the way, mm-hmm. was hit on repeatedly at the Berkeley orientation.
Yeah.
I mean, it's as if you were there. I mean, you're saying exactly what several of the speakers said, mm-hmm. To take advantage of this incredible opportunity you have. Mm-hmm. And that includes going to see your professors. If they have office hours, find a reason to visit them.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, in fact, a colleague of yours and mine, Ellen Brayman, wrote a blog actually about the same thing. And my students spent a lot of time seeing teachers during their off hours, prepping for tests. And those teachers right now are helping students get jobs because they're in the industry that your student is majoring in, and they might have an in for that job. And so getting to know them, you get to come back to them senior year and say, hey, do you know anybody in New York? That's where I'm going.
Exactly, exactly. So I think the key thing is getting out of your comfort zone, especially for these shy kids, and that's
right.
going to be hard for them.
Right, and one of my dear friends told me something that I remember, and I always pass it on to freshman students going to college, that as much as you might feel inside of you that you're alone or you're shy or you might be feeling homesick, that many other students are feeling the same thing, and they're not maybe saying it out loud. So it's a commonality, and sharing it with whether it's your parents or your teachers or a mentor or your friends, you'll know that everyone's feeling the same way.
You know, the interesting thing is the first segments of the show today, I was pretty serious talking about the death of my wife's dog and more impactful, the death of Junior Seo, or the suicide. And the thing we've discussed in the previous segments were how often men will just be silent about their troubles.
Right.
And I think this notion of being my family therapist has said that the vast majority of kids that go away to college, I mean really far, like our kids have gone from California to Boston,
right.
They are going to feel lonely, but there's this sense of embarrassment
right.
that they won't express it. So some kids will act out and express it in dangerous, self-destructive ways just to get attention,
right?
Whether it's failing or drugs or drinking. Mm-hmm. So it's so important that these kids understand there is nothing shameful about being homesick.
Nothing shameful. Nothing shameful. And to encourage them that if you as a parent need to be their sounding board, not to fix their problem, just to hear it out so they can say it and then move on, then okay, let it be. And I try to do that with both my kids. Like, just say it. It's just going to come here and stop here. And don't forget that they're only probably going to be talking to you about the bad times.
Right.
But there
right,
are a
right.
lot of good times, and they probably don't share those a lot.
Well, I'm hoping in my son's case I'll be able to at least find them on YouTube because he's a performer.
Yes, you will. You're so lucky in that sense.
It is fun. It's a lot of fun watching him perform. So before we're out of time, Jody, you provide a very valuable service. Quickly tell my listeners about it and how they can find you.
I help families with financial aid, and there's many different ways to find me. You can find me at my website, which is collegefinancialaidadvisors.com. And on May 1st, I just joined an app called College Bound App. You can download it on your iTunes, and you can also find me on that app. So that's exciting news. And you can also follow me on Twitter at Jody, JODIOKUN.
And you host College Cash every Thursday evening at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and 10 p.m. East Coast Time. Tonight, of course, we are double-heading each other
switch-hitting.
It'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Richard, are we out of time? I think we're out of time. Well, Jody, thank you. I look
thank
forward
you.
To catching up with you online tonight. You were wonderful, and we'll
care.
Have you on again.
Have a great day. Okay.
Thank you. It is time for another break. I will be back with some closing remarks.
Eliminate the negative. Latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. In-Between.